You've hatched the plan, been given a budget, and accepted the assignment. Your project is taking you across the border, perhaps overseas. Maybe it's your first time out of the country. Perhaps you've toured the world on student visits or family vacations. One way or another, the mysterious joys and demands of the 21st century world's flatness and permanent connectivity are taking you somewhere abroad. You're going into the field. And you are by no means alone. In 2012, according to the United Nations World Tourism Organization, people crossed international borders over 1 billion times. That number has quadrupled since 1970, when the organization logged 250 million trips from one country to another, and increased 40 times since 1960, from 25 million. Combined with the Internet's ability to collect and distribute information about another country, an extraordinary number of people are seeing, experiencing, and researching foreign places. Why do field research? The normalcy of this exposure to travel provides the field researcher with an unconventional professional challenge. The amount of information anyone can easily access on other countries through the Internet is staggering and can make any research director or program manager question the value of sending someone into the field in the first place. Internet queries can tell us the demographic breakdown of Burkina Faso and the price of mulberries in Bhutan. What could possibly be so important about going to either place just to investigate these topics? While experienced field researchers believe the answer to that question is self-evident, suspicion often lingers in the minds of supervisors that research is actually a ruse for vacation, adventure, or search for spiritual meaning in less materialistic locales. While any or all of these experiences may be a byproduct of research, they are not the real reasons you are going. So why are you going? Whether for professional or personal reasons, you believe, rightfully, that no amount of time in the library or on the laptop studying a place can substitute for being there. Reading about Burkina Faso's demographics cannot enable you to understand the way tribe, climate, terrain, language, soil, clan, colonialism, and family variables shape those demographics. Looking up the price of Bhutan's mulberries won't teach you why they are grown, what factors drive price fluctuations, who buys them and why, if they are purchased openly or on the black market, or what makes them valuable as exports to neighboring nations. Showing up is 80% of life, said Woody Allen. Fieldwork is no different. Properly done, field research is about much more than finding answers. It leads to discovering the questions you never knew to ask. An art and a science. Most academic field research manuals describe existing fieldwork literature in methodological terms and focus on procedural, ethical, and scientific aspects. These typically include, but are not limited to, lessons on how to make surveys, legal and moral considerations, techniques for collecting information, scaling sample sizes, assessing and sorting data, and presenting conclusions. That is all important stuff, and we should unquestionably study and attend to it as we learn the skills of our trade. Field research, however, is more than science. As Harry F. Walcott's The Art of Fieldwork says, there's more to the process than developing a clear hypothesis and testing it through a scientific method. Science is perhaps best recognized as a critical aspect of the art of fieldwork, writes Walcott. That is a different view than one that holds science to be kingpin in the fieldwork endeavor. If Walcott is right, aspiring field researchers must learn more than scientific methodology. They must see themselves in an apprenticeship as an artist,